From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it will take in more refugees. The United States Wednesday pledged to accept more refugees worldwide, including those fleeing wars in Syria, even as Europe unveiled a mandatory country-by-country quota plan to resettle some 160,000 migrants. The decision made public by Secretary of State John Kerry after meeting lawmakers on Capitol Hill. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman. Meanwhile, European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker Wednesday called for EU member states to take in thousands more refugees over the next 2 years. The Czech and Slovak governments oppose quotas, insisting they are not the real solution, and express concern terrorists might use the crisis to slip into Europe. Meanwhile, Denmark has suspended rail and road service to and from Germany to stem the flow of migrants and refugees north to Sweden. The Nigerian army has raised the country's flag over the recently recaptured border town of Gamboro Ngala, taking from the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram. A military spokesman, Colonel Sani Kuka Sheka Usman, told VOA the ceremony was a joyous occasion. He described the town as heavily damaged. Meanwhile, the army released nearly 130 detainees suspected of being Boko Haram militants. The army has been criticized by rights groups for arbitrary civilian detentions, torture, ill treatment, and even extrajudicial killings, allegations the military has denied. The village near the Cameroonian border was used for attacks in both countries. This is VOA News. Russia has confirmed that members of its military are present in Syria. A foreign ministry spokeswoman said on Wednesday that Russian military experts are in Syria to help its military master the use of Russian weaponry and other equipment. She said the equipment delivered to Syria's army is designed to counter the terrorist threat that has reached unprecedented levels in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The Russian presence prompted Secretary of State Kerry to speak with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, to express concern over reports saying it could lead to greater violence in that country. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says any future talks with the United States will only deal with issues related to the nuclear agreement reached with world powers earlier this year, and not any other areas. The Iranian spiritual leader says the big Iranian nation ousted the great Satan, a reference to the U.S. We should not let it back in. The nuclear deal reached in July between the U.S., Iran, and five major world powers was seen as a possible catalyst toward improving Iran's long hostile ties with Washington and its allies. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday that Tehran was ready to hold talks with the U.S. on ways to resolve Syria's civil war. Some 200 Cameroonian soldiers are demanding 8 months' back pay for service with the U.N. peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic. The soldiers marched through the streets of the capital Yaounde Wednesday to the Prime Minister's office and the National Assembly. President Paul Biya has promised them they will be paid the arrears amounting to some $10 million. Ivory Coast Constitutional Court Wednesday validated 10 candidates for the presidential election scheduled October 25th, including incumbent President Alassane Ouattara, who is seeking a second term. Campaigning officially gets underway October 11th. The ballot is seen as crucial to return the West African country to stability after the last election in late 2010 caused political violence, leaving thousands dead. Former President Laurent Gbagbo faces a trial at the International Criminal Court of The Hague on charges of crimes against humanity. The South African government is urging calm a day after a security threat was issued by the U.S. Embassy, which issued a warning to Americans in South Africa of potential militant attacks. The country's state security minister says the information provided by the United States is currently being acted upon. However, he said there is no immediate threat. The warning from Washington came 3 days before the 14th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The hour's top story, the U.S. pledges to accept more refugees fleeing wars in Syria and elsewhere. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.